Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're very, very happy to welcome in Andrew Brandt, who is, well, a football lifer through and through. Sports Illustrated is where you can find him. Business of Sports podcast is where you can find him. Maybe running on a road somewhere. The man is a triathlete. You can find him there. And I got to tell you, Andrew, welcome to Damon and Ratto. It's good to have you here. I find you in my inbox each and every Sunday. I've subscribed to your newsletter. It's very good. We're happy to have you on. How you doing?
I'm doing well, guys. Appreciate the intro and appreciate you getting the newsletter. I'll get that out of the way, right? For people who want to get that newsletter, just go to andrew-brandt.com. It's a Sunday 7. Every Sunday, I give you 7 thoughts on sports, on business, on life, on fitness, all the things you talked about. I think people will like it if you haven't gotten it already. andrew-brandt.com is where you sign up.
I like it with my Sunday morning coffee as I'm figuring out the day. It's a good morning read. Thank you very much for joining us. Obviously, we're all living out here in 49er land. And, you know, Trey Lance, the coming promise of a young and talented quarterback, everyone certainly hopes, measured against Jimmy Garoppolo still being on this roster. Obviously, a shoulder injury, Andrew, prevented them from a normal sort of business transaction after the season got over with Jimmy. But there has not been a team, you know, that has come for Jimmy Garoppolo, and it feels like the game of musical chairs is down to maybe one or two chairs at best until there is some catastrophic injury to a quarterback somewhere, which, heck, that could start tonight, right? We got preseason actually happening tonight.
Right.
When it's said and done, do you have an inkling as to where Jimmy ends up?
You know, I'm like you. I'm surprised to hear reports about Cleveland with the Deshaun Watson thing, because this is certainly not news where they're going to lose Deshaun Watson. I mean, I think we've known this for a long time. The Browns knew this when they signed him. If they didn't, shame on them for thinking that Deshaun Watson would be able to play in September. So I just think, where's this coming from now? Why now? And the Browns signed Jacoby Brissett, and the Browns are preparing Jacoby Brissett, and the Browns have never come after Jimmy Garoppolo. So I don't know what's going on. Obviously, this is the story that's left in the quarterback carousel that sort of moved very quickly in March and just never moved again, and here we are. I don't know what's going on, but I do think, you know, there's something obvious out there that there has to be movement, because they're not going to keep him with a guaranteed salary, and there hasn't been interest. And you go over the usual suspects. Seattle seems happy with Geno Smith and Drew Lock. Carolina seems happy with Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. And you're trying to scratch your head, and Pittsburgh's got 3 quarterbacks. Like, where's he going? And this rumor about Cleveland, which has had its situation settled for 6 months, just doesn't seem real to me.
Do you think that there is any wiggle room on this? Or do you think the market has actually cooled on Garoppolo to the point where there isn't even a disaster scenario where a team loses a quarterback and immediately scrambles to get him?
I mean, I guess you can never rule that out. I mean, I'm not, you know me, I'm the business guy, and I don't understand. There's the injury factor, which is prominent, but how a guy who has led his team to such success can't be considered one of the top, pick a number, 100 quarterbacks in the world. So it's just a little bit confounding. I think the injury factor is maybe something that makes it real to a lot of teams. Like, we'll just go with the guys we have. Why bring in that? And then maybe the money. I just don't know the money. If Baker Mayfield, you know, reduced his number, Garoppolo, of course, knows he has to reduce his number. I just can't believe that would be the holdup for him signing somewhere. And maybe it's just, you know, what is he going to come in as? Is he going to come in as a 2? Is he going to come in as a 3? And now it's so late, you know, how's he going to learn wherever he goes? So I guess I don't have many answers for you.
Well, then let me make this a business question.
Yeah.
The fact that the Browns have decided to play Watson in week one suggests...
Preseason.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Suggests at least a bit that they're almost trying to put a finger in the rest of the league's eye by saying, we believe this is going to take a long time to figure out Deshaun Watson, and we can get, you know, we can get this delayed long enough if it goes to the courts that we're going to get to play Deshaun Watson this year. Is that a reasonable view of the situation as it is now, or am I just high?
Well, there's a lot to unpack here. Let's start on the legal side. I just don't see the Watson team winning anything in court. Now, maybe somehow, some way, you get a judge like there was with Tom Brady, who just goes off on the NFL and Goodell's power and whatever it may be. But that was short-lived, as we all know. And here's the track record on commissioner power. Tom Brady, commissioner wins. Ezekiel Elliott, commissioner wins. Adrian Peterson, commissioner wins. Now they've got a CBA which says this new appeal officer's opinion will be final and binding. So this idea that Deshaun Watson's going to go into a court and fight whatever's given to him by a independent officer, then appealed to a non-Goodell officer whose opinion is final and binding, they're going to lose. So at best scenario, they'll lose in 2023. And I guess that's good enough for the Browns if they want to do that. But this is not going to be a winning strategy for Watson. So now it spins out tonight that he'll take 8 games and $5 million fine. I'm sure he will, because the penalty is going to be a lot worse than that. Now, the question for me is, does he get the year? Because I think anything less than a year, I'm not sure if he'll go to court. Because I don't think, you know, I just don't think it's going to be worth it. Because if he doesn't get the year, then mean the contract doesn't toll. He still gets his $45 million this year, his $46 million next year. You know, but let me just say that this, as a business guy, I just continue to scratch my head. This is the best contract in the history of the sport, and it's not even close. And it's for this guy. And that just, I just continue to shake my head. Like, this is the guy. As someone like me has been looking for a contract like this for NFL players for 30 years, and this is the guy that gets it.
Well, it's just probably representative of how desperate Cleveland is. And Andrew Brandt here on 95.7 The Game. Is there any doubt in your mind that the NFL is more mad at Jimmy Haslam for offering up this contract than they really are at Deshaun Watson? I mean, let's be perfectly honest. The NFL doesn't give a crap about these masseuses, any of these women. They don't care about the women that Daniel Snyder has done terrible things to. They don't care. They don't care. They're a business. All they want is as many people watching as much football as humanly possible. They would crash a plane full of fans into a mountain every day if it meant more money. This is a brutal league. So how much of this is actually other owners saying to Roger Goodell, the woman that you hired, Judge Robinson, fumbled the ball. Go ahead and crucify him and Jimmy Haslam at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the part about the contract that I left out is just, if you stop and think about this, what is just the most striking thing about the business of the NFL this year is that Deshaun Watson got this contract in part, and maybe in large part, to his own misbehavior, to his own sexual assault. And I'll tell you why. Because then that made his team in Houston not want him. And when they didn't want him, it became an auction. And he's a Southern kid. You know, he was going to Atlanta or New Orleans. That was going to be it. Cleveland was out. And then, of course, they're back in. And why are they back in? Because Cleveland handed the agent a piece of paper and said, write the contract. Now, we don't know where the choking point was for Arthur Blank. We don't know where the choking point was for Gail Benson. Was it the not taking money away from the bonus? Was it the $46 million average? Was it a full guarantee? But somehow Haslam went to the ends of the earth to get this guy. And yes, other owners should be upset. But in the two negotiations since, now they're not the players that Watson is, perhaps, but Kyler Murray and Derek Carr did not get the precedent type deal. They didn't get the full guarantee. They didn't get this type of contract. Lamar Jackson will be the next test case. So maybe these owners are winning against agents and players so far to say, hey, Watson's an outlier. And if I'm an agent, you got to buck up against this. You got to say, I don't care, he's an outlier. That's the precedent. And well, Lamar Jackson has to do that.
And isn't that the precedent that has every other NFL owner fuming at Jimmy Haslam?
Yes. Yes, because there are two teams that are going to face this in February that don't have these resources. Haslam put up $175 million in escrow. It's part of the future funding for future full guarantees. Mike Brown's got to do that with Joe Burrow, and Dean Spanos has to do that with Justin Herbert. They don't have it. They don't have it. They're family businesses. They don't have $170 million to put in escrow. So if I'm Joe Burrow's agent, I want that. And they're going to say, we don't have it. So this is going to reverberate for years.
Is there any legal mechanism whereby the NFL could have disallowed the Watson contract? And if they could, what would be the grounds?
You know, contracts, as you say, are all approved by the NFL. They want to do a full guarantee. You know, it's allowed, right? It happened with Kirk Cousins for 3 years. But 3 years is a lot different than 5 years, but it did happen at a lower level. The part that just is damning is this. I'll try not to make it too complicated, but the bonus is $45 million this year. The salary is $1 million. The only money subject to forfeiture for suspension is the $1 million, not the $45 million. In normal contracts, assigning bonus language could be subject to forfeiture, but they made it not so here. And a guy that's certain to be suspended faces no bonus consequences from being suspended. So at the minimum, Deshaun Watson will make $45 million this year, the third highest pay in the league behind Stafford and Josh Allen. And that just rubs the wrong way. And could they have done something about that is a good question, right? That is a good question. Like, they could have said, hey, we're not allowing him to have this suspension language taken out of his bonus. Now, they would fight that, of course, the union, but that's a good question.
Andrew Brandt, is there any doubt in your mind that Rob Walton really never even watched a football game or pays any attention to the NFL? I mean, he clearly sees an investment opportunity, and he just spent $4.6 billion, whatever it was, to buy the Denver Broncos. But to not know Roger Goodell's name is pronounced Goodell, I mean, not Goodell, That is one of the all-time, I have so much money, I don't need to care about anything moments I think I've ever seen in a press conference. I mean, Roger Goodell is not one of those, you know, commissioners that has been in the shadows. Anyone who is a football fan knows how to pronounce that name.
Yeah, in fact, I downgraded a student in one of my sports law classes last year for pronouncing it that way. I mean, you got to think about this. There was a vetting process, right? There are a lot of bidders for that team, a lot. Now, of course, he could write the biggest check, but think about the vetting that he went through. And he doesn't know the name of the commissioner? I mean, how does this happen? did he just not listen? He certainly sat across from him multiple times, and now the day of his that he said that, he knew he was sitting with him.
So, I mean, maybe he's just reminding him who the real boss is.
I guess.
I don't need to pronounce your name correctly. You work in my mailroom.
I mean, yeah, as we know, that Goodall can discipline owners and has in the past. Maybe he'll discipline him for mispronouncing his name.
Well, if you ever really wanted your owner to care deeply and love football the way that Pat Bowlen did, I mean, Pat Bowlen would wear mink coats on the sideline in 0-degree weather and cheer harder for the Broncos than anybody a mile high, for goodness sakes. Rob Walton doesn't seem to be cut from that same cloth at all. But as you said, the cloth that he is cut from comes with a $4 billion easy, that's in my pocket. I mean, he's worth what, $68 billion or whatever it is? It's insane. And as you talk about putting contracts into escrow, are we looking at a situation where now there's going to be a price point of NFL ownership, which is no more family businesses? Like, it feels like the Spanoses, right, they're coming after you. Mark Davis better watch his P's and Q's. I know the Vegas Raiders have been making a whole lot of money lately, but he doesn't have money like that. As you said, the Cincinnati Bengals just don't have money like that. So if your NFL owner does have money like that, you have a distinct advantage.
Yeah, two things. The other leagues do allow corporate equity in ownership, and that is something the NFL has resisted. So baseball, basketball, and hockey all have PEs, private equity ownership, in their ranks. The NFL has always stuck to this mantra, we're going to have 32 people around a big table, as we did in the 1950s, and that's the way it's going to be. Now they've shrunk their pool of buyers to serious billionaires, but there's no shortage of them. At some point, maybe there will be. But you bring up the key question. The family businesses from the 1950s, are they going to just get priced out? The Spanoses, the Browns, the Rooneys. You know, these are families that they don't have other businesses thrown off tens of millions of dollars. They're not from Walmart. So I do wonder, you know, we have the most shared revenue of any sports league, but at some point there's going to be differences. And Walton's brother-in-law owns the Rams. And they are two of the three richest owners, along with the other newest owner, David Tepper in Carolina. So there's a new guard coming in that, you're right, you could talk about pricing out the family businesses at some point.
At what point do they simply acknowledge that the cost of buying a team is now basically, it's reduced to, you know, oligarchs like in the English Premier League, where, you know, the Saudis, you know, own like four or five teams outright. What was this, the last contract, or the last purchase price that allowed your regular old run-of-the-mill multi-billionaire to operate a team? Are we heading for, you know, those PEs to basically become the way of life in the NFL as well?
I think they're going to have to allow it. You know, again, I say they shrunk the pool of buyers, but, you know, with the Broncos, there was Josh Harris, who owns the Sixers. There was I forget their other billionaire owners, along with Walton, bidding for Todd Boehly, of course, who just bought Chelsea and owns the Dodgers. So it is a small pool, but, you know, an NFL team is a guaranteed revenue source because the TV money hasn't even kicked in, right? So we have $110 billion over 11 years coming from TV. You start thinking about $110 billion divided by 32, that creates incredible opportunity to have that money coming in fixed. And, of course, the labor agreement's another 10 years, and the labor agreement's very team-friendly. And now we see what the rocket skyrocketing franchise values. So there's nothing bad about owning an NFL team if you can. Zero.
You suggest we suggest everyone in our audience do it if possible.
Yeah, I mean, you have fixed revenue sources and fixed labor costs. I mean, that's beautiful.
Andrew Brandt here on 95.7 The Game. So obviously, ayahuasca trips play very well in the Bay Area. How's that playing back in Green Bay?
You're hitting close to home for a few reasons. I'm not as public as Aaron, but I've known Aaron a long time. We're friends with Aaron, but independent of that, I have had that experience.
Hey now.
So I can tell, I won't be, you know, going into it like Aaron did, but,
Well, since we're putting all our cards on the table here today, Andrew, not necessarily that experience, but Ray and I were talking about this, and there was one time in my life where I experienced something that was incredibly profound. You know, there's no doubt about it. It did change my wiring, the right. Dissolving of one's ego. Like, I experienced that. So, like I said, it played well out here. How's that doing back in Green Bay where they just want, you know, some kibasi.
Some beers and brats.
Yeah.
But they love Aaron. I mean, that, you know, he's either the best player in the league or on the short list of one or two or three. So Packers love their, Green Bay loves their Packers. Green Bay loves Aaron. Yes, he's not your typical Midwestern wholesome guy. You know, he's California cool, and I saw it when he came in. And I put him in a room with country hayseed Brett Favre for 3 years. So we certainly know that. But I like Aaron. And, there aren't a lot of athletes out there who are really interesting people. You know, I get it. They're young. They don't have a lot of life experience. Right. They've been doing their sport all their life. Aaron is a really interesting guy. You know, he's thoughtful. He speaks his mind. I think his Tuesdays with Pat McAfee are must-watch media because you're not going to hear cliches. You may not like what you hear, but he's an interesting guy, and I think that interesting is good.
Be yourself. Can't ask for more than that. Andrew, thank you for being yourself on our show today. We really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.